Well, after having a detailed discussion about the popular brands that we've seen across the globe that are currently trendsetters, in chapter 3, we are now looking at global platforms for social media marketing. This is a discussion that we are doing under chapter number 4. Let's look at the objectives before we start discussing this particular chapter. The very first thing is we are going to become aware of channels of social media that are used globally. The next is to develop an understanding of the concept of news sites. So these are some different channels that we shall look apart from the ones that we have seen as popular ones in the last chapter. Develop an understanding of the concept of social media bookmarking sites. So apart from news sites, we shall also take a look at the bookmarking sites and what function do they serve, as well as understand the features of social media news and bookmarking sites. So what are some features which prove helpful to us in our marketing efforts? These shall be discussed here. In this particular chapter, the discussion will be focused on social media news sites as mentioned, as well as on social media bookmarking sites. So many social news websites also feature an online comment system where users discuss the issue raised in an article. So very first thing is, many of us might not be aware of what a news site is or a social news site is. Some of us might have although had some overview of these by looking at Reddit and Digg. So if these two names, they bring some memories, then these are what social media news sites basically are. So social media news sites are basically those particular news sites or apps where the news is generated by the audience, as against the other news sites where the news is created, collated and generated by the editors or by the reporters. So here the audience serves as providing the content, the articles for the news, and also deciding upon the popularity of the same. So in this, this is what basically is a social media news site or a social news site. Now for better understanding, I would request you to browse through the pictures that are there in the book, to read through the book as well. We are also going to discuss here the features. You can also go online and check some of these sites, the most prominent ones, which I have also discussed, which is the Digg site as well as Reddit. So they have the features. They are exactly what we mean by social media news site. I think by now we might have developed a basic understanding of what they are. So in this context, many social news websites also feature an online comment system. So this online comment system is very similar to what we have in Facebook, in YouTube, in other channels as well. So the users typically comment online on the news posts, and these comments may also be ranked in popularity. So as I said, there is a kind of a ranking system. The most popular news articles which are liked by people, they are the ones who are featuring on the top, and then the other ones are in the list below, which we shall discuss again in the subsequent slides. So before we move ahead, in this introductory slide, let us cite a major advantage of these globally eminent channels of social media. Now, this particular benefit is that from our perspective of marketing on it, it can help brands become more visible to the public that you are trying to reach. So there is again audience which is in the form of millions globally, which is present on such news sites, which we as brands can leverage. So these can become our target audience as well. So social news sites, as I mentioned, such as Reddit and Digg, provide ways to engage existing and new customers and basically help promote the marketing content. So if there's something useful that is identified by the users who reside on these particular channels, then they might just go ahead and click the link and end up on your landing page, and eventually may be transferred from a prospect into a qualified lead as well as a paying customer. So this is the power that these social media news sites possess as of now. These are the particular sites like Delicious and Scoop It. Now, apart from social media, this chapter also consists of social bookmarking site, and these particular sites, they represent the social bookmarking channels. Now, bookmarking, many of us might be aware, might not be aware. So to take you to the basics, if you have ever read a book, so we all keep a marker in the book to understand where we were in the last, at the end, or maybe where was our last reading place. So these markers are similar in nature. They are virtual sites where you can create a collection of links, which are bookmarks, which will lead you to your favorite sites. So this is a pretty organized or a structured manner in which your bookmarks are kept. Nowadays, there are several browsers as well, like Chrome, which have a bookmarking facility where all your favorite sites are there. But this is a more social manner, keeping in mind certain community preferences. So to get more clarity, I would request you again to personally visit these particular sites so that you have a deeper understanding. So audiences can usually view these bookmarks and can be, you know, viewed in a chronological fashion. That is, chronological is basically either old to new, or anti-chronological, which is new to old, and they can be searched via search engine or by tags or categories. So this is the second category, I would say, or set of social media channels which we are going to discuss as a part of this particular chapter. So most social bookmark services encourage users to organize their bookmarks with informal tags instead of traditional browser-based system of folders. So this is one of the major differences between how a Chrome can probably bookmark your sites, where there might be a list, or you can say how Windows has that particular collection of folders in which you keep your files or subfolders. Here it's majorly in an informal fashion. Okay, and those particular tags are stored as per categories or preferences. Now, before we head into, or we dive into a deep discussion of bookmarking sites, let us first address the news sites which were mentioned in the introductory slides. Well, the social news channels or news sites encourage a participatory culture, thus permitting its users to vote what counts as news, and hence removing the biases of mainstream news sources. Now, many of us are aware that most of the news channels that exist today are pretty much backed up by either one or several political parties for their interests, and many people consider today's news as biased or skewed. Now, one of the critical ways, or one of the promising ways, that this bias or prejudice can be removed is that of a neutral social media news site. And this is where the participatory culture of people helps. Okay, so the social news websites provide numerous benefits to brands marketing on social media in the form of distributed intelligence that will help brands with the ability to create enhanced customer engagement. So it's not just about creating news articles and circulating, but it's also a social form where people take part in competitions, they take part in rating the news articles, they also savor content which is tending to add some value. So brands can definitely find a place, they can create articles which are of value and thus can be sought after for their products and services. So this is how the participatory culture basically functions in the social media news sites. So the first news site that we shall discuss now is called as Digg, a very interesting name. It's D-I-G-G, so D-I-G-G. Digg has been a successful news site. It's been there for several years now, and it basically works on the participatory culture that was mentioned, and it in fact permits users to vote for the web content. They can either vote for it to go up in the favor of an article, which is called as digging. So digging is basically, if you see, Digging is basically digging from beneath the dirt and pulling something up. So in this context, probably digging is the particular activity of pulling up an article from below and increasing its popularity. So that's what is digging. So digging is unearthing or pulling things up. The contrary activity done is called as burying. So burying basically is to push an article down in against its favor. So if you do not like an article, you probably give it a thumbs down. In this context, it's called as burying. So you bury the article, you put it down in the list, and you dig up an article on a contrary action, which actually brings up a more relevant or a popular article. So the articles or the news content which is constantly dug up are the ones which are the most popular, and they have a worldwide audience. So they will be read by most of the people who are present on this particular site, with the articles being buried deep having a less of a chance of being read. So this is the basic technology, the basic terminology behind what works, the basic articulation of thoughts behind this particular website, where articles given a thumbs up are dug up, so they move up. Like, for example, the best example is the radio lists that we have. So many of the radio channels in India today, they publish a top 20. Okay, like the US top 20. India has also got, like, let's say Radio Mirchi, which has a top 20. And as per popularity, the songs rise to a number 1 or they fall to a number 20 or so. So it's the same particular format or style. Now, what does the content comprise of on such sites? Well, as it's news, it must be current affairs. It must be certain stories which have become viral or popular online, and the latest technology or technical issues which are presented on these particular sites. These are articles created for users, by the users, and of course popularized or buried by the users. So this is quite a robust site, existing for many years, providing functionality. So after this particular initial discussion, let's look at another some more content, some more information on Digg. So brands creating content on Digg get the chance to be discovered not only by their own followers but also the community at large by reaching the Digg homepage. So Digg basically has a homepage where the most popular articles are, the ones which are dug up. These articles are on the homepage. Brands need to be aware of the fact that to succeed on Digg, they have to start having a strong Digg follow-up. So there has to be a follow-up on Digg. So people should actually hit the Digg button or the thumbs up to bring the article up. In this case, what is basically created with a lot of articles getting digs is a sound user base that leads to getting the desired digs or subsequent digs and views for the sent submissions. So this is how our Digg operates. This is how it functions in its way. Now, the below provided techniques help in generating a better interaction. Now, Digg is not about direct marketing. You cannot put, a product photo or an image. It will be automatically disliked by people. So it's all about adding indirect value by generating interactions and engagements on Digg. And this helps, or this is instrumental in driving traffic to the brand's website or blog. Thus, using of emails to increase to reach the database is one of the primary methods used in conjunction with articles on the site. Showing interest in others' content. So if you are commenting on somebody else's content, if you are giving a Digg and raising them in popularity, the law of reciprocality, which we've seen, the law, reciprocal law, comes into picture, and hence they might also reciprocate in the similar manner. Also, to connect Digg with other channels of social media, so Digg has its own prominent and famous button which can be infused on other social media channels and vice versa. So you can also put other places where your content features on your dig article. Provide a proper title and description for the content. Of course, this is falling under the realm of common sense, so we need to do that. We need to provide a proper article and a title, proper title and description, so that people are able to read it properly. Now what we'll do is we'll discuss the same in greater detail what we've just enlisted in a basic way and described. So brands can basically use conventional mediums. As we all know, the most popular of the conventional internet based medium is email. So for any campaign to be successful in conjunction with mail, with news sites like Dig, emails can be used. Campaigns can be created to reach people to like their content on Dig. The best way of doing so is maybe you can have a link to a newsletter which people can opt in. So this is called as opt-in email marketing. So permission based also. So people can, you can take the permission of people so that they can join the newsletter. They can receive through email the newsletter. Along with the newsletter will go some very important and critical marketing content. So this all is facilitated through the conventional email marketing campaign. Brands marketing successfully need to be aware of their user base on Dig and send them a friendly request. So this is something which is similar to permission-based email marketing, where, as I said, you can feature some useful information via a newsletter and send it through emails. Of course, this has been discussed. We'll quickly just move through this. So to be popular on this forum, which is Dig, and for users to vote on the content, the brand needs to vote for other users' content and visit the Find People page. So it is also interesting that you should be interested in other people and not just hope that they should be interested. So once you become more interested, once you become more vocal, once your presence is seen as a subject matter expert or as an influencer, slowly and steadily, people will start taking interest in your content. They will start liking and voting for your content on Dig. So this is, as we have mentioned, the law, reciprocal law. The next thing which is quite self-explanatory is to provide a proper title and description. Well, you know that whatever is seen is sold on the social media. So if your images are pretty good, the aesthetics of your website is good, the blogs are good, then things are, it's pretty simple to sell information or knowledge as well as products and services. Dig is no different. So users can be attracted by brands if they posted content with a good title and description. So it makes sense to give a good title, a simple yet effective title to your article. These elements, of course, are factors that can convince other users to read the article. Hence, it's important to click on the submission and check if they have liked or dug the articles. Another important thing, like what we've been discussing for the past few chapters, is the need or necessity to connect one social media channel with another. In this case, since we are discussing about the social news site channel Dig, so it's important and quintessential that we connect Dig with the other social media channels. So this can help us to increase the reach of the submitted content by connecting it with the help of inbuilt tools to the other popular channels like Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So this is proving extremely useful for people. So if there is a particularly good article that you have written, so people can share the same on Facebook or on LinkedIn or on Twitter or on YouTube, if it's a video especially. So your article can be shared across platforms by people who have enjoyed it, who have liked it. In this context, there is an example. Recently, I visited this particular news site and found an article which was talking about artificial intelligence and the concept of deep learning. So since I am in the learning and development industry, this immediately caught my attention and I read through the entire article. Not only that, I was able to share it on one of the social media platforms that I use. So this is the power of social media, where information can be democratized, as we have seen, and it can be shared freely. So automatically the brand that created that content, it was a brand, also got showcased. So this is the power that social media holds if marketing is done properly. Of course, use DIG to enhance marketing through blog submissions. As we know, again, we are discussing this, but blogs are an invaluable source of creating credibility amongst people. So today, as we know, blogs are not created in a flash or an instance. Blogs need to be tastefully articulated and then aesthetically put on the blog pages, like we've got WordPress or Blogger, and of course, the same can be linked with DIG. So again, the reach can be increased through the blogs. What you ideally could do is, you know, there's a stepwise discussion. Copy the URL of the link and click submit a link near the top right side of the page on the DIG. So when you go on the DIG homepage, you might see these features, you might see articles from different people and brands. The next element is, or the next step is, paste the URL in the provided space and then enter the Facebook login information and further details so that it becomes accessible. So this is another useful mechanism where you are improving and increasing your reach through you know, clicking through I mean through blog submissions. Again, in this context, there are a few more steps. Click login with Facebook and either allow or skip when the DIG app asks to post on your behalf. So choosing allow lets the DIG app automatically update your status, while skip denies the ability. After completing this, one needs to go back to submit a link page. Click submit to DIG to finish submitting the blog post. So this is a very simple process once you are doing this actually. So you might also see certain articles which have been linked in this fashion. So now that we have had quite a decent discussion, I would say a detailed discussion on DIG, which is the world's prominent news site. Another prominent news site that is currently quite popular is Reddit, which has also been there for several years, and which is the functionality is quite similar to DIG. So this is again a social news and entertainment channel, and of course, needless to say, it has a huge global audience. Of course, one thing to remember is, for India, these particular sites currently, I would say, are not as popular as the contemporary ones, which are the Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and others. But nevertheless, these are quite interesting, so I would request you to go visit these, okay, just as a matter of interest or curiosity, and one never knows what benefit you might get for your brand. So the term Reddit is a combination of read and edit, okay? So that's why it's called as Reddit, okay? This channel is divided into numerous categories called as the subreddits. So this has a fine granularity, a fine structure in the form of subreddits. Being popular across the globe, there are a lot of prominent people who use Reddit, as they use Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other social media channels. But as per research and surveys, in India, the use is not that much. It's quite limited. So you can add some of these channels just to improve your knowledge, just to gain knowledge. So Reddit has, as I mentioned, subcategories which are called as subreddits. So it has default subreddits, which are a combination of entertainment. So default meaning these are the broad heads under which some specific subreddits are created. Now these defaults include entertainment subreddit and educational subreddits, discussion related subreddits, humor and image sharing subreddits. So there are various categories which users can contribute and enrich on this particular channel called as Reddit. So brands to be better visible on this platform have to customize their Reddit page. So after creating a particular Reddit page, populating it, there needs to be a finer level of granularity or customization. Reddit thus provides its users the facility to choose the subreddit that they see. Again, based on your choices, based on popularity, you are free to visit a subreddit of subcategory and read through the articles over there. Now let's take a quick look of how do we market. Okay, so a few quick techniques of marketing on Reddit. To start marketing on this channel, brands first, as I mentioned, need to create an account. It is also essential to research subreddits that are relevant to interests as well as specific to prospects. So you can check what categories of subreddits they are kind of similar to your brand's profile, your brand's offerings, and then you can probably post your articles under those particular subreddits. A few other things. So before any content is posted, the brand should analyze if it actually fits a specific subreddit. So this is extremely important. Otherwise, the effort will be a waste. The key to Reddit marketing is not for the post to be only aesthetic or promotional in nature, but to post quality content. Now, most of these sites having a global clientele have people who are of a matured or more matured, social media outlook. So they will definitely not look only for eye-catching information, but they will also value information which gives them some sort of knowledge or wisdom. So this needs to be very important. Only then would they go and click the link probably that we give, or an image URL that will send them to the home page. A few other things. Another powerful technique for finding subreddits is a meta Reddit. So meta basically is information about the Reddit. You can do a search and then you can, you are helped through a meta Reddit. So this tool displays the subreddits related to any other subreddit. So information about information is what basically a meta Reddit is. A simple rule of application while marketing here is that not every promotion is going to turn around posting content. So don't, put content only with the purpose of putting a link and sending people, but provide them with true value. Brands therefore need to be innovative and should be constantly searching for Reddits for people talking about their offering. So here you need to work on popularity and credibility, and eventually you will be able to reap the benefits. Brands without an account on Reddit can also benefit of some posts that has to do with their product. So this is also important. So there are several different ways that people can market on this channel. Now that we have covered the social media news site concept as well as two important and prominent social media news sites, that was Dig and Reddit, let's move to the concept of social bookmarking site, which we have briefly discussed in our introductory portion. The function of social bookmarking channels is to help online audience to manage, store, and search for the preferred and most used websites. So what you can do is you can categorize, you can bring together those websites, and at one glance you can open this particular bookmarking page and go to your favorite website. So this is the prime functionality or basic functionality. Thus, a social media bookmarking channel serves as an internet-based platform which enables users to create, mark, change and share bookmarks of web documents. Now this is an interesting concept which saves a lot of time if done properly. So I would request you, if you've never been to a bookmarking site, please visit one and try and understand the functionalities and the logic behind this. The term social bookmarking and tagging were popularized by Delicious, which is one of the most popular bookmarking channels across the globe. So Delicious, like Dig is to social news sites, Delicious is to social bookmarking. Now, one of the most popular features of bookmarking sites is a feature called as the web feeds. So we are quite familiar with feeds coming to us from several newsletters, from Facebook, from other sites which are called as news feeds. So this is something pretty similar. So web feeds are powerful in the sense that they are provided by many bookmarking channels for their bookmarks list. So an updation of feed is received by users in the form of web feeds. Several value-added features such as comments and use of ratings on bookmarks are being developed to support existing bookmarking services. So bookmarking services, one might think, is a mundane, structured process with nothing really got to do on their app or website, just being transferred. But that is not the case. Some innovative thinking is being applied and some engagement is being created here as well. So thus, due to the presence of advanced features and ease of use, the concept of social bookmarking is steadily gaining popularity and prominence. Sometime back, a few slides ago, I had mentioned that what Digg is to the social news sites. So something similar is Delicious to the social bookmarking sites. So Delicious, which was formerly spelt in this way, DEL.ICIO.US, okay, now represented like this, the above one, is basically a social bookmarking web service for storing, sharing, and discovering of web bookmarks. So this is probably the best site available, the most popular one in this particular category of social media channels. Delicious basically provides a feature to import bookmarks from web browsers to its site so that new users can quickly get started with the site. So if you remember, I had mentioned at the start of the chapter the kind of tab that you have or plugin that you have for the bookmarks, so that once you click that and you save that as your favorite, it gets saved in the bookmarks. So Delicious offers a higher version or more functionality to this particular feature of bookmarking. Hence, you can actually go ahead and import those Chrome bookmarks into Delicious. The Delicious homepage provides value to the users by displaying classifications like education, technology, and arts and design. So your bookmarks are further stored in categories which make it easy for you to view. So this is the prime difference between bookmark facility which is available on conventional browsers and the one which is used by a specialized site like Delicious. So Delicious therefore uses a non-hierarchical classification system. So there is no hierarchy. It is especially based on categories, the structure in which the users can tag each of their bookmarks with freely chosen index terms. So there is no default over there. You can use certain tags and terms. Okay, so marketing on Delicious needs an attractive. So whatever content you create, that basically needs an attractive title. The reason is because the users who visit this site to bookmark the other sites and also to search for quality content. So it's very important if users visit, then they become engaged and they stay for longer. A large portion of Delicious users post their new bookmarks to their personal walls on a daily basis. So hence it becomes more important if the brands, they stay on the users' in the users' minds. So in this slide, we are going to enlist some of the benefits of using social bookmarking aspects on this particular Delicious site. So one of them is prospect of attracting more traffic, attracting prospects, better visibility, source of innovative ideas, and benefit of influence. So each of these particular benefits will be discussed in better detail in the subsequent slides. The first one that we are going to discuss is the prospect of attracting more traffic. So as we know, social media sites, they are not places where there is e-commerce done or where there are transactions happening. They're basically related to qualitative articles. They're basically related to content which forms a basis for prospects or leads to move to e-commerce sites that represent the brands. Thus, this is no different. it's used as a prospect for attracting traffic. So brands today are using the technique of adding the delicious social bookmarking button along with popular buttons of Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter to their website. So that, you know, they can also receive traffic on their landing page to such, to the articles that are written on such sites. The next thing is attracting of prospects. So brands have experienced a surge in visitors in the form of viral traffic. So this is very important to understand. So if your article has become popular, more and more people will take heed of the link that is there in the for the underlying site. The next benefit is that of better visibility. So it really pays to be on a prominent bookmarking site like Delicious, as the probability increases that search engines gather information from Delicious. So this is a very important element. Now, search engines have several algorithms. They have a technology called as the crawlers, where they crawl across the internet, across websites, across blogs, across social media channels, and they try to search for, you know, your name, your details, the content that you share. So if it is also present on Delicious, this is one more way of increasing the page ranking and having an SEO done. Another benefit is that it is a source of innovative. It becomes a source of innovative ideas. So brands and their marketers can find Delicious as a source of innovative ideas and inspiration to come up with new ideas and topics. So everything is not about just selling. Okay, it is also about finding inspirations and new ideas through a global platform, and that is precisely what happens here in Delicious. So I remember a few years ago, there were quite a few innovative ideas revolving around the topic of CSR, which is corporate social responsibility, taken up by a few leading IT organizations in the world. Now, some of those projects were also supposed to open in India. And it gave a wide amount of ideas from semi-urban and rural places and how they can create their own markets. So this proved very useful, the visit, and it helped us to in fact get inspired and do certain things on similar lines. So this is very important as it becomes a source of innovative ideas. Another element is the benefit of influence. So this is a great marketing strategy on Delicious that also proves to be a benefit as it segregates the online content into categories of interest. So this is very important to understand that you can find targeted groups or audiences already who follow these particular elements, thus creating better reach with those audiences and attracting them to your website or blog. So you don't have to do anything special. It's already there. You just need to sieve through the dust, sieve through all the clutter, and find the audience that better serves your purposes. So this is another key advantage or a benefit provided by marketing on Delicious. Now we discuss the last site that we shall look at from this context, and it is called as Scoop.it or Scoop.it. So Scoop.it or Scoop.it currently is one of the world's leading bookmarking and content marketing platforms. So this is not as old as Delicious, but is making waves in the social media or social bookmarking specifically world. So sharing content created by other users that brings interest, entertainment or value to targeted users is known as content curation, which is at the heart or which is the underlying technology of Curate. Scoop.it. So Scoop.it basically does a lot of content curation. Now, curation word basically originates or emanates from, if you remember, museums where curating happens. So here, this is a virtual form of curation which is done online with the help of Scoop.it, which specializes in it. So how do you go about marketing content on this particular platform? So what you need to do is marketers need to choose a specific Scoop.it topic. For successful engagement on this channel, the initial step is to choose a topic which is relevant. To make the right use of this forum, the topic has to be updated and it has to be fresh or novel. So here we see a snapshot or a content page of Scoop.it. So as you can see, we have enlisted a few techniques that can be used to refine the strategic approach that is being used in Scoop.it. The first one is that brands need to properly articulate the topic. So in order for a topic to be popular on Scoop.it, it has to be proper, it has to be novel, and it has to use images as well as a promotional teaser. So we've enlisted this, and now we shall discuss these topics in detail. So the very first thing is brands need to understand that topics, since Scoop.it is a very contemporary and new kind of a platform, so the audience loves attractive articles. Another critical element to be considered is that it should be connected to the offerings of the brand as well as be of interest to the visitors. So the visitors otherwise will leave halfway and they will never go to the actual website or the landing page. Of course, is self-explanatory, that is choice of the right images or appropriate images. So whatever the content is presented on the Scoop.it pages as social media content, it has to go it has to also be backed up or infused with attractive images. So if we are doing this, those posts seem pretty attractive and people will probably stay for a longer time and be interested in what offering you have as a brand. The last element that we are looking at as a marketing strategy is the creation of a promotional teaser. Now, a teaser is basically an element of synopsis. It's basically a kind of a short introduction. It teases you into looking at more. It makes you more inquisitive. So teasers go a long way in acting as a strategy when it comes to Scoop.it. So if you have correct promotional teasers in Scoop.it, you will be able to attract and retain an audience which subsequently can be converted into customers. So having discussed about the Scoop.it strategies, we are now closing this particular chapter. Now this chapter was an interesting chapter in which we discussed certain global practices. Now, two very important things were discussed categorically. One was the social media news sites that we discussed, and the other one was the social media bookmarking sites. So, two important sites that we discussed as the social media news sites were Digg as well as Reddit, which had interesting technologies, interesting articulation of its structure and logic, and of course, subsequently, discussion of two very important bookmarking sites, the most important one being Delicious, which is very popular, and a new upcoming as well as interesting bookmarking site called as Scoop.it. Thank you.